A good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to help you select the right protection at the right price. Pete will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With State Farm agent Pete Euler, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call him. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVUE News Time is 8:29. It's Newsmaker 2 Time here today. Arts Center Director Don Young joining us, talking about how things are going here this summer and transitioning into the fall.
Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm fine.
Outstanding. Well, I'm assuming things are busy. Your social media has been kind of pumping out a whole lot of things that are art-related here the last couple of weeks.
Yes, we sure are. We're getting ready to end our summer art classes this Friday, and then of course, we're gearing up already for our fall art classes, which will be released here in a couple of weeks. And I believe Sadie has that date starting up September 10th. So got a lot going on. The gallery, we have the next show coming up this Friday, Life in a Small Town. And it is really a neat show. We actually invited the Emporia Camera Club and the Flint Hills Artists Guild, so it's a joint show, and they have brought some pieces that just really highlight what it's like growing up in this, you know, a smaller town in Kansas, and really love it. It's a really nice show. So getting ready for that. And then, of course, I don't know if you've heard, guys, but we are bringing Chalk Fest back.
We heard about that.
Yeah, we did hear about that. So, yeah, it's going to be coming up one in September?
Yes, September 21st. So we've had a 15-year absence. One of our executive directors, Catherine Rickbone, started this. The Chalk Fest way back in 2001, and we thought, you know what, it's time to bring it back. And so Sarah Barrett has worked so hard getting everything together. We are actually just shutting down 8th Street, or Commercial and 8th Street, and we will have live music, food trucks, lots of art to do, and it'll be a great day for the family, and we're just hoping that the weather cooperates with us for that day.
Sure.
So lay that out for us, exactly how that's going to work. If we want to be a chalk festing, how does one participate there, Don?
Sure. The registration is open now. You can find information on our website, EmporiaKSArts.org, or go to our Facebook page. There is a little button there that you can hit and get registered for the Chalk Fest. We do it by team, so it's $25 per team, and we encourage families to do it, businesses to do it. You know, it's a great team-building activity, and our theme this year is everything fall, to just kind of get us in the spirit of the fall season. And we will actually also have three guest chalk artists, Heather Solzen, Haley Quick, and Nancy Pontus. So they'll be creating some beautiful work with their chalk, and it's just going to be a great family day, and we've got awards and prizes, and you know, our guest artist will be the judge, and it's just going to be a great day.
So do you have a certain area you'll be able to chalk each team? Don, how does that work?
That is correct. So you'll get your own square. So we will be dividing up the street out here in front of our building in different sizes of squares, and you will get guided to the square that is yours, and you will have from 8 o'clock till 4 o'clock, so about 8 hours to create your masterpiece.
What made this the time to bring this back? You know, because it sounds like this has been kind of dormant, and there's been obviously a demand for bringing this back after it had been kind of part of Emporia's downtown picture for a while.
Yes, you know, I think just murals in general, there has been a lot of big festivals around different towns in Kansas, and they've been really successful. I know when we ended, I believe it was 2009 was our last year, I think the participation was really down. So we just thought, you know, Emporia is booming with the arts community, and we just felt like this was like the perfect time to bring it back.
All right, so yeah, keep that on your calendars. Chalkfest yep. returns. Emporia Arts Council presenting Chalkfest coming up Saturday, September 21st, the 800 block of Commercial. So be a kid zone, live music, food trucks, all kinds of great fun coming up on September 21st. So how was the summer, Don? Did good participation in classes this past summer?
Oh, absolutely. We've got some new classes that we showcased over the summer, which were really, really popular. Our stained glass, our mosaic glass has been very popular, and, of course, our coffee and clay. There's a waiting list for that, so that usually happens on Thursdays and Saturdays, and everyone that has joined us has had a great time, you know, and it's also good for your health. It's good to connect with other people in our community and, you know, just get to know different people. And it's been very well received. So we're looking forward to adding some new programming in the fall as well. So Sadie has been working on that. So we can't wait to release the fall calendar.
I was going to ask, but it sounds like that's more of a stay tuned announcement.
It is, yeah. So we will probably release the calendar here in a couple weeks. I know we've got September 10th as our start date. So, yep, it's just right around the corner.
One other question I wanted to ask you, Dawn. You mentioned here about, you know, the arts scene is alive and well here in Emporia, you know, whether it's downtown. You know, you look at your efforts. You've got Emporia First Friday with the Art Walk coming up here this weekend. Emporia State University with a strong arts presence. You know, you've also got the, I think it was the gallery in the 500 block of Commercial Street, just all in this, that particular space. Why is that so important to have a vibrant arts scene in a community, whether it's just basically from the art perspective, maybe throwing in a commercial aspect to it, or just for a quality of life?
You know, as I talked about earlier with the Clay Club, it's good for the soul. It's good to meet people. It's great to collaborate with, you know, other artists in our community and get that out there. And art is beautiful, however you want to look at it. And I think all the organizations and the university has done a tremendous job of just making our community more vibrant. I mean, the Community Arts Alliance doing the murals and just bringing some color, which is great. And I think art is having a comeback in general in, you know, the U.S., and it's very important. It's good for the soul, and that's, you know, what I feel about art.
So are you on the Art Walk schedule here coming up this week?
We are. So Friday is actually our artist reception from 5 to 6. And so that is the life in a small town. And
great.
So you can stop by and see all of the works that they have done and meet some of the artists and then continue with the art walk downtown.
Great idea. And what about our 2024-2025 Performing Arts Series? What's the lineup looking like, Don?
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. There's a lot happening, so you and I will have to get back on the radio and really talk about it. But, you know, our first show will be coming up in October 26th, and we're excited to get buckets and boards here. And if you are like me and have ever gone to Branson, Missouri, they have had a residency there for 13 years. They're actually one of the number one requested family shows for all the Disney cruise lines. So they are great guys, and they bring tap dancing, body percussion, and beatboxing. And but most of all, you know, it is good, wholesome family fun. And that will be kicking off our Performing Arts Series on Saturday, October 26th, and that will be at 2 p.m. at Emporia Granada Theater.
All right.
So
yeah,
tickets are on sale on our website.
And we'll have Don back on to talk about the exciting lineup that will continue for the Performing Arts season. Again, I think there's acts in February and March, couple in March and then April of next year, too. We'll get Don back on and talk to him about that. Well, appreciate your time here this morning, Don.
Well, always appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Emporia Arts Council Director and Don Young joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. Chuck?
Yeah, and good to see that the Arts Center is having a great summer.